Winston City Council meeting, November 18th, 2024.
I watch too many dang movies.
When we lived in River Place, in a major market,
the table next to the metal drop down, what have you, window cover to the right of it.
That's the epic one. Almost on a par with them where I live.
And you'll never see me sitting down on a bleacher. I'm always taking pictures.
And the house next to the other one over has two pumps. And they go
24 months a year.
We're sitting on springs. A lot of them.
There's a lot of spring.
Neighbor across the street's on the spring.
When you go to home, you pay all those 50 Okay, our house was okayed by the county, and it was supposed to be 8 feet out of the floodway. Down. And we couldn't do it.
So how do you really feel? Does that upset you, Dory?
Yes.
Sorry, Dave. So Dory is short for use tonight. I'm just going to work it. We got her all wound up. Here we go. Yeah, right. Now we ain't talking flood. Can you open your water for you before we go any further?
Can you say thank you?
She can't even say please.
Yeah, be awkward. Thank you.
You're welcome.
For those that don't know.
Well, in order, please rise and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. Roll call. Councilor White.
Here.
Councilor Cunningham.
Here.
Councilor Hobson.
Here.
And I'm here. Adjustments to the agenda, Mr. McIntosh.
Thank you, Your Honor. One adjustment to the agenda from staff. Add D to Section 1, elect council president position. And I believe you had a recommendation for an adjustment to the agenda.
Thank you. Are we going to work on 11?
Yes.
Okay, we'll do that now or then?
Well, if you want to make that adjustment to the agenda...
Let's go ahead and make that adjustment now, that way...
We would declare it into the record now.
Right.
Yeah. So, essentially, the adjustment is to remove and postpone number 11, which is Ward 2 Councilor Appointment Interviews, to your December 2nd meeting.
And the reason for that is we're trying to deepen the pool a little bit if we can. Okay, so, D, we're going to write back to this. We need to elect the council president. I was remiss last time when Alicia offered her resignation, and I didn't think to elect a new council president because that was her role. So I'm seeking a motion to approve or present a new council president. It's got to come from one of you three.
Not me.
No, you make a recommendation.
Make a recommendation?
You need to make a motion.
I'll either make you mad or I'll make Alan mad.
There's a time limit.
Well, it's gone. I can't be...
I can't.
You can't?
No, he cannot make a motion.
That's all on you folks.
Exactly. David said he'd do it.
Well, that's not
okay,
a motion.
Okay, I nominate David.
Have a motion to nominate Councillor Cunningham to be the council president. Seeking a second?
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. It wasn't that difficult. Thank you. Moving right along. Comments from the audience. Anyone wishing to discuss items not covered on this agenda is welcome to address the city council as a whole. Please state your name and address for the record. Each speaker will be given a maximum of 3 minutes. Speakers may not defame, intimidate, or use profanity or personal affronts. The council reserves the right to delay action until they have full information on the issue. Would anyone like to approach the council? Jerry, please.
It'll be quick. On the 9th, I'm sorry, Terry, 1100 Abraham, Terry Fink, 1100 Abraham Avenue. On the 9th, I had a furnace fire, and Officer Smith came to my immediate rescue. Within 5 minutes, he was there. They helped me make sure all the breakers and stuff were off. And then the fire department showed up about 15 minutes later. I told 911 it wasn't really an emergency. The flames were only like 4 or 5 inches high. So, and they went out.
So that's how you rate emergency, is on the...
I couldn't see. Well, it's, my house wasn't on fire, and it wasn't in danger.
Okay.
And so I didn't want them to feel, you know, sirens blazing. It wasn't that kind of a thing. So they were there, and I didn't know that my house could hold that many huge firemen. They had two trucks. I mean, it just, yeah, it was awesome. They were there. They checked all the breakers. They used their little heat guy to make sure that I could stay in the house. Mm-hmm. And so I just wanted to add something positive again to the meeting that I'm very appreciative.
Thank you. We appreciate that very much. Thank you very much.
Some thank you notes.
Positive things are very good.
Huh?
Positive things are very good.
Yes.
Thank you.
These days, absolutely.
And I did get the letter. Thank you.
Did you? Okay.
Thank you.
Yes. Onika Driscoll, 290 Southeast Grape Avenue. Council, Mayor, members of the audience. So I want to formally invite all of you to the December 13th, Winston's third annual Community Christmas at the Community Center. It's a Friday night, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Many people will be there, like Santa Claus and Mrs. Santa Claus, and probably Scrooge and Rudolph.
So you hired Dave for the night, then?
Having said that, I don't want this to interfere with, because it's precluding her report from the park board. So Jack wasn't able to be here tonight, so he asked me to come and ask if the city would consider moving the cost of the use of the grand ballroom where we have the event, use marketing funds to pay for that. So shift the marketing funds over to cover the cost. Am I saying that right, Andy and Dory?
I hate you.
The request, okay.
The request is to take money from the marketing for that room.
Okay, that's not a question for Andy or Dory. That's a question for Tom.
No, but they were at the meeting. I'm just making sure that I'm wording it correctly.
Okay. Are there funds available to do that?
I think she's referring to the transient room tax or the tourism funds.
No, Jack referred to it as marketing. Whatever money is already set aside for marketing for the rental.
Those are the TRT funds.
Those are our tourism funds. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Then yes.
So there's a couple things there. If you're requesting the council waive the grand room fee, that wouldn't require any marketing funds. They could just waive the rental fee. For the capacity of that room. Is that what
whatever the recommendation is? I think in previous years, Jack has said that they've pulled marketing funds because we do have a lot of people come and see the room and see its usage. and all facets of the community center.
I'm
just doing what I was told to do.
If the request is for tourism funding, we would want to know what it's for and how much you're requesting. Sure. So the request would have to be specific for us to pull from that.
Okay, so I'm going to recommend that somebody make a motion to waive the funds.
Wait. I make a motion that we waive the funds for the Christmas party.
Have
a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Okay,
thank
so
you.
What we need to do now, Thomas, is see if we can transfer some of those funds into that, maybe to be conferred at the next meeting.
Yeah, so on the December 2nd meeting, and this might come out with park board notes, but what we would probably need is this specific request, so we know how much money the council would need to make available to you, because you're wanting funding to broadcast that event. You're wanting funding to.
No, it's use of the marketing money for that particular rental.
Right.
We really can't move money that way.
Okay.
You can't.
I think it was just a little bit, if you don't mind. I think it was just a little bit of possibly a little miscommunication on the on Jack's side, a little bit on the how the funds work like that, the transfer like that. But basically, in a nutshell, it's $450, which the council would be waiving. In a nutshell, without going in, it's $450.
Yeah, that's the end of the discussion.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much. Appreciate it. Anything else?
Do you want me to come back to the December 2nd meeting?
No, you're done.
You're
done. At least you're more than welcome to come back.
I mean, I will be here, but.
Anybody else like to speak to council? Thank you. Reports, boards, commissions, committees, and schools. Councilor Weiss can be busy tonight. Economic development.
Well, economic development. There was a lot of discussion, again, about what's going on in the city as far as development. They're still working with the gal from Sutherland. She's helping.
Jessica.
And I'm bad on names. I'm sorry. There isn't really a real definite move just yet, but we're hoping to get there. So there's still a lot of discussion going on, and I don't think that I need to go into that until they make a definite presentation.
In what respect? What are we talking about?
Well, we're talking about a whole bunch of stuff, things that are going on in the city. We're trying to get the chamber all going. She's still working on it.
Right.
Okay. And the same with how we're going about it to get other businesses to come into town.
Okay.
It's all forming. Nothing is incomplete. That's why I don't want to go any further.
That's fine. I'm just curious if you were going to be more specific in what you were talking about.
No, I can't right now because it's still in forming. And they're doing a good job in it because they're doing a lot of research, and that takes time.
Good. Thank you. Anything else?
Nope.
Perfect. Park Board report. Councilor White.
Park Board. I'm going to do those. As you know, Jack Holland was there, and she's did the report to get the room without any charges. Minutes are pretty good. And they're still trying to rental Riverbend Ballpark finished. They're still working on that. That's why I said they're ready to present it to the city. I don't know who's going to do that.
That'll be when we bring the fees.
When we get the fees on.
Yeah, that'll be in coordinating with the city manager when we do the updated fees. So at that time, we will bring the park board recommendations and staff recommendations for fee increases. And that also includes the community center. If you don't mind, I'll just kind of roll into that.
Yeah,
one.
You go ahead.
So the community center, we raised the fees in 2021, as council recalls. That was about a 21% increase. That had been years since we raised those fees. This increase now will be about a 10%, which would be a lot easier to swallow, a little smaller. And that's been the park board approved, and we'll be putting that together, and that'll be part of it that'll be coming to council for increase in fees for the community center. Then the other item is at Riverbend Park, the playground that was installed in 2021. Or 2001, excuse me. That playground is ending its useful life. I mean, we have metal showing on that playground. It's not long for us to have to do something with that playground. It's got that plastic coating on it that is coming off. It has metal. We've been trying to address this play structure for a while. So at some point, we'll have to be looking at replacing that play structure. Now, we brought that to the park board for discussion. And once we have when we have a park project like that, potentially it's going to come up. That just allows the park board and staff time to kick ideas around what we may want to do with that. Large it, move it a little bit, shift it, add different things to it. That's kind of where we're at, just the beginning of that. So that was kind of the park board overview. So,
thank you. Anything else?
Well, the other thing was the basketball court into half court so they could utilize it more than what we are right now.
Splash pad.
Yeah. And the splash pad.
Pleasure for maintenance.
I didn't want to mention that. That's still out there for investigation.
Staff will investigate all options.
Yes. Thank you. Anything else, Councilor White?
That's about it.
Perfect. Thank you very much. Department reports. Sergeant Stifler. Lieutenant Stifler.
Nothing new to add to the department.
Thank you. Public Works. Mr. Howell.
A couple things, but the big one for us tomorrow is we're having our pre-construction meeting for our upcoming project, which is Daryl Tumlin and the antique mall bursting. So we'll be meeting at Public Works at 10 o'clock. We invited the school district also. So we'll have some presentation from the school district there. We'll kind of go over the project. And then we'll have some times and dates that we'll come back with council. Kind of get everybody an update on that.
So project. Is this not safe throughout the school meeting then?
No, this will be strictly our project for our sewer and storm. Some of it related to Safe Routes to School, the drainage, but no sidewalks, of course. That'll be the following. Okay. Well, hopefully next fiscal year, depending if we have the funds to make this thing happen.
And that's a project that goes slightly over $1 million, right?
$987,656. Don't quote me, but it's pretty much
that
there.
Sounds so much more affordable than what you said.
Well, that's a good way of saying it.
Yeah, it'll be close to $1 million, yes.
So... But Safe Route school funds won't be involved in that sort of
thing. A portion of it will be for the drainage, but like I said, we're not going to be doing the sidewalks now, but we're going to be doing the storm and sewer and the paving. So we'll get that portion out of the. I know we did talk to the school district again, and remind them again that this Safe Route to school is 100% related to the school. It's for the safety of those children walking down the school. The monies that we're coming up with and getting creative are 100% related to the safety of these children. To getting to and from school, the school buses use that road. It's a heavily traveled road.
And the school districts are interested in supporting us in any kind of way.
We'll hopefully know a little more tomorrow.
Okay.
Thank you, Andy. Anything else?
He has a question.
Mayor,
excuse me.
Can I ask a question? The project start date for the road.
We'll have a better handle tomorrow after our pre-construction meeting because we have a little window for Christmas time and we have work to do around there. So there's going to be, we'll have a better handle tomorrow. Really don't know.
And I'll talk to you about it because it sounds like put something in the newsletter about that activity.
Thank you. Thank you. Any other questions for Andy? Thank you. Mr. McIntosh, administration.
Got something for you if you could pass that down. So this is the plan that we had discussed previously. Thank you, Mayor, members of Council. Good evening, members of the audience. So we'd like to operate with a blueprint. A plan is, prevents us from flying blind. This is a calendar year plan. It's not necessarily runs in concert with the fiscal year, although several of these items are kind of, married to the fiscal year because of the funding detriment. But it's got four different areas: infrastructure, budget, personnel, and development. All areas that really need a lot of care and concern. And it took me a little time to, put this together just to make sure it's as comprehensive as it can be. And I'm not going to go through all of it in detail, just kind of broad strokes. But it's there for you to take a look at, and these are just the bullet points, but we've talked a lot about, and we want to make sure to keep at the forefront some of these large grant loan processes that we're doing and how much effort they've taken over the past year or so. For example, this DEQ point source grant loan. This is the big one, the $4 million one. So I've listed some of the things that are hanging us up in terms of moving to a construction loan process. This is for the Siphon and the Abraham Trunk Line, significant projects, high priority projects. If you're thinking about it, admitting it into the hospital, these are high severity. These would be admitted first in the ER. These are like tier one, very, very deficient. So we're hoping we'll get environmental sign off in fairly short order, bid package hopefully next fiscal year, at least for the Siphon part. The following year, the Abraham Trunk Line. The Wastewater Master Plan, that'll be fully forgivable. We've got Civil West doing that. That's a review of the entire wastewater conveyance system. Okay, give us conclusions, recommendations on mitigation. Okay, so more information means we know how to target things a little better. So we're excited about getting that one down. Safe Routes to School, we just suggested that a little, or Andy went over it. In this fiscal year, everything on Northwest Tumlin, except for the sewer, is forgivable at an 80% rate, right? So that'll all come back to us. We got a 20% match, and that's the
goal. Well, we have to write the check and get it cleared before ODOT will reimburse us,
yeah,
is that correct?
Yeah, Mayor, that triggers me, that whole thing, but we could talk about it if you'd like. That's the thing. When we apply for a grant, we don't have the money to start with, but for this program, it requires us to show canceled checks, which means we've proved that we've paid it, and then they'll reimburse the money. But we don't have the money to start with. So unlike the DEQ side, which is the contractors will invoice us, we can ask for the money, they'll give it to us, and then we can pay the so it's a wash for us. So that's the challenge. What it basically means is that we've got to budget everything internally in order to get the project done, and it's a $2 million project. It's very large. But Tumlin will be taken care of this year, by far and away the largest deficiency in that whole program. So skipping down to the budget, we could talk for a long time on this. We covered a lot of country last fiscal cycle and the fiscal cycle before, especially on the general fund. There was a five-year budget analysis that we did that basically showed that the general fund was in a little bit of deep water. You made some adjustments. We looked at fees, and that really helped go a long way. Plus, we had a little bit of a swing the opposite direction in terms of our budget going into this cycle. So all of that looked very optimistic. Hopefully next season looks optimistic as well. Streets drainage is going to get some attention because it's in the same boat. Gas tax is all that we get. That's all that we really see in those revenues, as well as the storm and transportation fee. Those are all things that we really have to talk about, kind of have hard conversations in that regard. So personnel, really excited about this one. One of the things that happens in smaller cities is our personnel kind of get ignored for a while. And they're very happy in their jobs. They do a good job and they don't complain a whole lot. But what ends up happening is similar cities our size end up paying more. They kind of leave us in the dust and we lose good people. Well, what we're doing this cycle is we're doing a compensation study. That's what we typically do. We compare our salaries to other cities of a similar size. The statutory requirement is you look at populations that are either 50% higher than yours or 50% lower. And we do eight of them, four up and four down. And we have those. We have comparable cities. So we're kind of deep into that right now, trying to address those deficiencies to get at least our public works people up to a competitive rate. And we'll have some of those figures for you later on. Development, we got our new planner starting on Monday. Very happy about that. That should alleviate some stress on our office. And he's got a lot of experience, and so that should help to stabilize the planning program. We should be able to get back on the forefront some of our long-range projects, the Safari UGB situation, those sorts of things. Big things that take a lot of time. Looking at our commercial and industrial inventory, doing the economic opportunities analysis. These are a lot of buzzwords, but we've talked about these before. The long-range projects have not gotten the traction that they've needed because we've had a lack of that planning associated. While he's coming in, we should be able to push those things back to the forefront and get them going again. Of course, after providing a training and support in his direction. Also, in a concluding measure, as part of development, the Northeast Annexation Project, you can recall 3 years ago we did an annexation. It was 9 properties. And it was just a faction of them around the city. The northeast area of the city, Winston Section, Pepsi Road, is a very interesting area. You got about 16 properties up there, and you got an area that we're probably never going to grow in. This will be a larger conversation for a later time, but it's an area that the council will probably have to make the decision if you're going to shore up by virtue of annexation, island annexation, or if you're going to continue to kind of leave it alone and ignore that area. They are using our amenities. They're using our infrastructure. They're using our public safety. They're using fire services. All of those things. So it's just, if you want to bring them in and have to pay city property taxes or not, that's going to be a decision for the council. So this is, I made this out for you to kick around. That's something that at least internally will be a blueprint for us. A lot of things we want to accomplish.
Thanks for all the hard work putting this together. It's really
It's a great document. I do have a question. Annexation, though we started that, how long has it been since we did that last little bit? Has that been like 3 years now or two?
Yeah.
3 years.
3 years this month.
So we can start bringing those people in?
Yeah. So Jesse Wayman, he's the assessor cartography gentleman. He kind of does it for us up there. He will email me, and especially, so they come in right away if they transfer their property, if they sell it. In the last couple of years, we've gotten 3 of those, and he will email and say, hey, you know this person, so we're bringing them, we're executing it. So we should see those coming in fairly short order. I apologize, I misspoke. It's not November, it's June. It's this upcoming June. So we've got a few months for it to be completely concluded. But we should see the rest of them come in at that time.
Basically, 2.5 years since we... Yeah. Perfect.
Got a quick question, too, on this. When you say... Pepsi Road, you're talking the Pepsi or the Bigfoot bottling plant, and then also the B&B that's there, and then also the mobile home or the RV park.
The RV park's already in. It was required to annex when they did a plan amendment and zone change in 2013.
So they are in. Okay.
But everything in the urban growth boundary up there, yes, including the Pepsi plant.
What about the B&Bs? We talked about that briefly once before. Are they being taxed or not?
Cindy has actually done a pretty good job of scouring what people are broadcasting on there. One of the things about Airbnb and VRBO is they require, if they're going to broadcast your product, they require the extraction of those taxes. And then they turn around and they pay us locally. So we'll get a check. Some of them don't use those, like your Evolve or there's a number of other ones. So Cindy has kind of scoured online looking for who's posting those. And now we're getting more revenues in that regard. So I think we're doing a pretty good job. The only thing we haven't done is pass some code language to give us extra teeth. That's the only thing we haven't done, which at this point is probably not necessary, not all the way necessary.
We haven't got all the reports
yet. Yeah.
Perfect. Anything else, Mr. McIntosh?
No, thank you.
Questions for Thomas? Anybody?
Is that Pepsi Road, is the farm there in your
talking Bro's Eye Orchard? No, a good crux of that is not. I think that there's a small property that
that's AO
is,
though, isn't it?
Yes, if it's we have AO zoning, and if it has AO zoning, it's probably in our urban growth boundary, and we can bring it in.
But it won't necessarily change the taxable portion of the property.
They can still claim farm deferral, which would allow our lesser taxes, but it doesn't mean that our city assessed tax rate would be mitigated. We would still be able to collect.
So are they considered part of Roseburg in that respect, or are they county?
They're
it's like, I know Freed Winery back there, just because we were talking about elections and whatnot, they couldn't vote for anything in the city of Winston because they're considered county. So
if they're located in the urban growth boundary of the city of Winston, they pay county taxes, and they vote in that direction, but they're part of our jurisdictional body for permitting. So they have our zoning, they have all of those things. So it's that's the only real separation.
Anything else?
Nope. Perfect. Thank you, Your Honor.
No old business, new business. Resolution number 24-1160, which is a salary increase proposal for Public Works and the Finance Director. By title only, please, Mr. McIntosh.
Thank you, Mayor, members of council, members of the audience. Resolution number 24-1160, a resolution of the City of Winston, Oregon City Council, authorizing the city manager to allocate a 6% salary increase for the Public Works Superintendent and a 4% increase for the Finance Director.
Thank you, Mr. McIntosh. Staff report for the same, please.
Thank you, Your Honor. I'm going to try to get through this without getting just a wee bit of... These two individuals are the staple of their programs. They do a phenomenal job, and Munson, who is our Finance Director, has been here for 20 years. Andy is butting against that, I think, at 18 years. And they have completely transformed their programs. They are just kind of the bedrock of our staff and those departments. These individuals have not received any kind of increases in several years. And they have several staff under both of them. Andy has numerous staff under him, and he's kind of really commanded the respect and trust of his department. He kind of gives the orders, and the battle is won over there. So I just have a tremendous amount of respect. So this, and I'll claim complete ownership of this, but this has been a complete push by me because I see it up front and personal, what they do. So this is deserving. It's a nominal amount. We want to do this, and then running into next fiscal year, there will be a cost of living raise, and hopefully at that time, we will have a step structure in place for our department heads. But in the meantime, I would urge you to approve this resolution 24-1160.
Thank you, Mr. McIntosh. Any questions, comments from the audience? Yes, ma'am.
Why is finance only...
You need to...
Christy Glenn Knutson, 241 Southeast Darrow. Why is finance only for us 4% and directors 6%?
We figured someone would ask that. We appreciate that. Yeah. So the percentages have to do with the actual monetary amount that we were trying to get them up to. What we're trying to accomplish is a staggered rate to get them to their average. So looking at other cities again, the average amount for finance directors in a city our size is a specific amount. This amount plus the COLA would get her there. This amount plus the COLA would get Andy there. So it's split up to kind of lessen the blow on the budget. So that was the idea about it. So we ran the calculations, and it came out to be 6 and 4.
Okay, perfect. Anything else? Lieutenant Stifler.
The only thing I'll add from somebody who's been here before and after Andy and Ms. Munson is they have done an outstanding job. Okay. And I've been fortunate enough to see the before and now the after, and I think it's well deserved.
Thank you. Anybody else? Thank you. Okay, looking for a motion to approve Resolution 24-1160, the salary increase proposal.
I so move.
Have a motion?
Second.
Motion and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Thank you very much.
Not even a smile.
He's laughing on the inside.
No, it's in all
seriousness.
It's in all seriousness. I for Thomas, like I said, I didn't know this is what he's been doing. Just so everybody knows, he's an extremely hardworking individual and very dedicated, and he does things that things like this. That,
he does a lot of research.
I say thank you too for the council and of course.
Well, they really pat themselves on the back.
They should.
The measure of a good team. Thank you for that approval. It'll send a good ripple effect.
Okay, now we're on to B. Ordinance 24718, amending the municipal code regarding prohibited parking. By title only, please, Mr. McIntosh.
Thank you, Mayor, members of council, members of the audience. This is the second reading for ordinance number 24-718, an ordinance of the City of Winston, Oregon City Council, amending the Winston Municipal Code, Title 7, Chapter 71, Section 7103 and 7125, regarding parking in certain public spaces, and adding new sections 71.30, 71.31, and 71.32, outlining noticing standards, permitting requirements, and revocation of permits.
Thank you, Mr. McIntosh. Lieutenant Stefford, do you have a staff report?
No, I don't.
Just what you said last time?
Yeah, just from the previous. Again, this is not going to change procedurally except for the additional parking permit, which was brought up by council last council meeting. This is, for the most part, only changing verbiage to address the ORS, to get our ordinance more in line with the ORS.
Thank you very much. Comments from the audience? Council? Council action, searching for a motion to approve ordinance 24-718.
Can I make a motion we pass ordinance number 24-718?
I have a motion, looking for a second.
I'll second.
Motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you very much. Motion carries. Upcoming agenda items, Mr. McIntosh.
Thank you, Mayor. On your December 2nd meeting, of course, you have postponed your council appointment interviews. In addition to that, we have, as you may have seen in your email, we have an employee handbook review process to where it has been recrafted, updated, revised. And it's a long one, so I'm sure you'll find it riveting. I'm sure you all read it, just intricately. But that is out right now to our staff. We're giving them 10 days to offer any kind of revisions. Then we will have our city attorney look at it, and then hopefully it will be on your agenda on your meeting for the second for you to entertain that. Those are two items that we know of this time.
Thank you. Non-agenda items from council. Due to the order, we have our check copies in our packet that claim in excess of $500. Announcement, city offices will be closed on November 28th and 29th in observance of Thanksgiving. Number 11, we have intended to do Ward 2 council appointment interviews tonight and select someone. We apparently were unprepared for that. We didn't have several things we need to get done, and also we'd like to deepen the pool a little bit. We had two people that have submitted applications for it. But other than that, we're kind of hanging out here. So,
may I interject? I did apply. I'm sure I turned it in on the day I spoke to you.
Who'd you turn that into?
Okay, well.
That's another reason to kick that out.
Yeah, I mean, that's partially why I showed up, was to see what was going on with that. But yeah, I did.
Okay, well, Nicholas is here too, but Mr. Frankenstein has not appeared, so we'll do that at the next meeting. Thank you very much. I'm sorry to put you off like that.
Oh, that's okay.
Okay, moving right along. Executive session, pursuant to ORS 192-660, sections 2 and I, to review and evaluate the employment-related performance of the chief executive officer of any public body. A public officer, employee, or staff member does not request an open hearing. So we're going to look into that now, if you will, please. And we'd like to ask you all to give us a few minutes.
For approximately 10 minutes of time. Executive session, 7:35.